poll, Michelle Obama named most admired woman third year in a row. By Amy Furr on December 29, 2020. Former First Lady Michelle Obama has been named the most admired woman in America for the third consecutive year, according to a Gallup poll released Tuesday. 10% of Americans named Obama as their most admired woman, followed by Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, the first woman elected to the office, with 6%, The Hill reported. First Lady Melania Trump got 4% of the vote and Oprah Winfrey received 3%. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Queen Elizabeth I all received 2%, the article continued. In addition, 18% of Americans surveyed named President Donald Trump as the most admired man. Trump tied former President Barack Obama for the honor last year but edged out his predecessor this year, the Gallup poll said. President Trump and Michelle Obama recently topped the list of their respective party primaries for a hypothetical 2024 presidential run, Breitbart News reported December 15. Trump overwhelmingly led the pack with 56% support, a three-point jump from November's survey, the article read. On the Democrat side, voters seemed less united on a singular candidate, though Michelle Obama saw the most support with 29%, it continued. In August, President Trump responded to the former First Lady after a speech in which she lamented his presidency. "Somebody please explain to Michelle Obama that Donald J. Trump would not be here, in the beautiful White House, if it weren't for the job done by your husband, Barack Obama," he tweeted. In her speech, the former First Lady said during her husband's presidency we were respected around the world, rallying our allies to confront climate change. And our leaders had worked hand in hand with scientists to help prevent an Ebola outbreak from becoming a global pandemic, she continued. However, President Trump described the Obama/Biden response to the H1N1 swine flu as weak and pathetic. "Check out the polling, it's really bad," he noted, adding, "The big difference is that they got a free pass from the corrupt fake news media."